The U.S. dollar remains the dominant theme heading into the North American session, extending its post-FOMC gains as markets continue to reprice for a more hawkish Federal Reserve under Chair Warsh. Expectations for additional tightening this year continue to support U.S. yields and the greenback, with euro-dollar and sterling-dollar both trading to fresh 2026 lows. The broad message from the markets remains one of U.S. exceptionalism, with investors increasingly demanding evidence that incoming data justifies any pushback against the current higher-for-longer narrative. In Europe, economic data offered modest encouragement but failed to alter the broader outlook. Germany's IFO Business Sentiment Index improved for a second consecutive month in June, suggesting confidence is gradually recovering as energy concerns ease and geopolitical tensions moderate. However, activity levels remain subdued and the euro continues to struggle as the ECB's tightening path is largely priced in while the Fed's outlook becomes increasingly restrictive. The yen remains a focal point for global FX markets and dollar-yen consolidates just below recent lows and below 162, the strongest level for the pair since 1987. BOJ Governor Ueda reiterated that further rate hikes remain likely as underlying inflation approaches target, while recent BOJ communications continue to point towards gradual normalization. However, policy divergence remains the dominant force, with markets increasingly questioning how much longer Japanese authorities will tolerate currency weakness before resorting to more aggressive intervention measures. In Australia, a mixed inflation report and hawkish central bank rhetoric have left the policy outlook uncertain. Headline CPI cooled more than expected, but underlying inflation accelerated while RBA officials stressed that inflation remains far too high and that further work is needed to return price growth to target. The result is a market that remains reluctant to fully embrace additional tightening, but equally unwilling to price out future hikes altogether, leaving the Australian dollar vulnerable against a stronger U.S. dollar backdrop. Geopolitical developments have shifted from being a source of escalation risk to a source of cautious optimism. U.S.-Iran talks continue, with both sides agreeing to a roadmap toward a broader agreement and establishing communication channels aimed at preventing incidents in the Strait of Hormuz. While conflicting messages from Washington and Tehran highlight the fragility of the process, the easing of immediate supply concerns has helped remove a significant portion of the war premium from energy markets. Oil prices continue to move lower as traders unwind geopolitical risk premium and focus on recovering shipping activity through the Hormuz. Crude has fallen back toward pre-conflict levels, while lower energy prices are helping to alleviate some inflation concerns globally. At the same time, gold remains under pressure as rising yields, a stronger dollar, and growing expectations for further Fed tightening continue to weigh on non-yielding assets. U.S. equity futures are attempting to recover after yesterday's sharp sell-off, with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ futures both trading higher ahead of the open. The rebound comes despite ongoing concerns about valuations and tighter financial conditions, though investors remain cautious ahead of Micron earnings later today, which will serve as an important test of the AI and semiconductor narrative. Treasury yields are modestly lower on the day, offering some relief to risk assets after recent rate-driven volatility. Looking ahead, the key focus in the North American session will be U.S. new home sales, EIA inventory figures, and any additional signals from Fed officials. Markets will also continue to monitor developments in U.S.-Iran diplomacy, oil market normalization, and intervention risks in Japan, all while assessing whether the latest hawkish repricing in Fed expectations has further room to run. That's all for now.